This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 249NUTS to get 249 domain registration or transfer.
Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 152.
Oh, you got it right. I wasn't sure.
152! My name is Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffin. This is the MMA show. My MMA fans, for my fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Karate chop. What is that?
That's my leg kick.
I'm sorry.
I like to chop it.
Okay.
I'm going to come to someone's place of business and I'm going to fucking
fuck people up.
Leg chop or
you
leg kick.
Come to
people.
My place of business and fuck people up.
Don't tempt me. You know I'll be there. What time you want me there?
I don't know.
Should I show up
come
in a
soon.
Suit? Like, who is this? He's the enforcer.
Yeah.
Let's He's going to make about, sure nothing gets out of line.
Let's not talk about my place of business. That's going to bring me down. Okay?
Hey, don't worry. I'm sure they won't block MMA sites forever.
Just for temporarily.
Oh, those cocksuckers.
Ah, fucking bastards.
Fucking ITs.
Yes. I'll tell you what, though.
What?
I've had an amazing weekend. The weather has been stellar. I barbecued twice this weekend. I've drank outside. I've had cigars. I've built things with my hands, like I was telling before.
Nice. It's better than doing it with your feet. That's not right. Some people do that. But anyways.
I mean, there's a certain satisfaction that I think I get. I spent all day yesterday and today gardening. And just, like, I don't normally do that. And it was weird because, like, I felt like I'm feeling like a really strange, like,
he's growing weed.
I'm growing weed in my front yard. No, it's just kind of like, you know, last time I was hanging out, I just kind of felt like this weird satisfaction. Like, yes, everything hurts. My hands are killing me from digging holes and like everything kind of hurts, but it was just kind of like, it's nice to do something with, do it, finish it, done. And it's something you like, made, you
kick
know?
Back, drink and
yeah, smoke
enjoy
cigar,
your food and
grill up some shit. It's just a good feeling. I love summer. And you know, I think part of the thing is that if we always had summer, I don't know if I'd appreciate it as much.
You don't.
Because winter blows a lot of times in Chicago.
Fun,
it can
though.
Be fun when it's not like minus 20. When it's like 28, 30, and it's snowing, then it's fun. But, yeah, there's something about like that summer in Chicago. Kind of as he kicks back. How was your weekend, sir?
It was awesome. I was driving a float today. I don't know if I have pictures, but I'm an expert. Float driver with 40 little girls in the back. Luckily.
That sounds like you might have to go to jail.
Tragedy was averted.
Okay.
Nothing. There's no wrongdoings here, Ingo.
Oh, I see. Because I'm texting.
He's trying to get us to hook up.
Hector. Call me brother.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm all for it.
Anyways.
Wink, wink.
You're driving around on floats with little girls. That's all I heard. sounds like
a Girl Scouts.
Okay.
My wife's a troop leader.
I'm just saying.
Someone's got to supervise and make sure everything's under control.
Okay.
Got to keep it on lockdown.
Sure.
Sure your daughters are safe. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Not much, man. Like I said, it's been a cool week. It looks like we're going to get some storms through town.
Oh, yeah, it starts tonight, doesn't it?
Yes, the spring storms.
Yeah, the crazy thing is every time there's storms, like I still have the baby gate that goes upstairs to keep my dog from coming upstairs. She maintains the first floor in case there's trouble, and we lock her down in the first floor.
Okay.
But if there's storms and I have the baby gate at the top of the second floor, she comes up and just starts knock on the gate, like, motherfucker, let me in. And then we have a gate on the first floor that she'll just straight up fucking jump if I don't do the one at the top of the steps.
Dogs are funny, man. I told you before, like, my dog, Gracie, she's like a weatherman. I can always tell how severe the weather's going to be by her behavior. And tonight, when I left, she was in the closet as far as she could go.
Oh,
which means tonight's storm is going to be pretty bad.
Bad news.
It's going to be a bad storm.
Oh, my God.
Dude, they got tornadoes in Iowa and Kansas and... I mean, this is the season where all this weird shit right now in, you know, Chicago, you guys have had your shit knocked out here many times. Like,
yeah, all my trees fucking go down, destroy my neighbor's garage for him.
Yep. Bullshit, but.
Yeah.
part of the problem living in the Midwest. At least we don't have earthquakes or tsunamis or hurricanes or, I don't know. We really don't have tornadoes either. But
just the one that came through, but it's all good.
Yep. So, got any news?
Sure. Did you see this fucking crazy arm wrestling lady that's been making the rounds here? Zell, pander through and scroll this fucking...
Does she have a giant clitoris?
Well, she's fucking, like, yelling and screaming and getting after it. Knee up! Oh!
Whoa, look at that face.
Whoa. God, that was awesome. Something wrong with her mouth.
Could you imagine what?
My cock's not in it!
I don't want to say. I'm just saying, if this is how crazy she gets...
And she doesn't even win. And I'm going to have to put her audio up. Because she is, like, screaming and yelling and yelling and screaming.
That Ukrainian chick, that blonde, is like, you can fucking scream all you want.
But this looks like a cheating move.
You can put your knee on Ukraine.
There. You can put your knee up on the table. God damn.
My clit's bigger than yours.
That chick looks like she's hungry. She's hungry for something. She needs something in her mouth. Somebody give it to her.
Cocking balls.
Oh! But anyways, I digress.
Hmm.
I don't know about these arm wrestling women.
It reminds me of a girl I dated in college.
Uh-oh.
It was loud.
Good or bad?
It was good, but I had to let her go because she was too loud. I was like, this is ridiculous. You got to tone this shit down, all right? Like, these people trying to fucking sleep in this house.
I'm not going to say you should choke a bitch.
Like, dude.
Seriously. Don't say that. It's like, I've been around. I'm telling you, this is not that good. Like, you're way too fucking loud. Calm down. Shut it. I had to let her go. I saw her twice only. I was like, that's too much for me.
It's all good.
Can you imagine being married to him? I mean, is this like...
Married to a screamer? Not so much.
Like a ridiculously... I mean, it's okay every once in a while, obviously, you know. But I'm saying, like, every time, like, it's just like... Listen, it's not that good. Trust me.
It's all good.
I've been living with me for a lot of years. It ain't that good, okay? Whatever the fuck
what are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. Anyways, that's what reminds me of. It's just funny. I don't even remember her name, but I have her face.
Take a picture of it. Like, I got that bitch's face, all right.
Picture with what? It was like before the days of cell phones.
I know, it's kind of disappointing. It's like, I wish we were kind of...
Yeah. I don't want to have any of that shit on
Why
record.
Why not? 20 years ago, you don't want some of that?
No.
Photography. My memory is for shit. I can't recall all the good times and bad times.
It's probably a good thing. There were some photos that I finally burned a few years ago from Mardi Gras that I had to get rid of.
Yeah, I think you've seen that.
Yeah, so my buddy and,
and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Did you ever find that extra t-shirt? Didn't you say something about your mother-in-law washing
we
something?
WeFuckedYourMom.com.
Well, oops.
Yeah. Those were the days.
We're going to make them happen again. You watch.
Yeah.
I don't know what those days are, but they're going to be fucking, the good times will roll. We'll be hanging out and drinking and barbecuing. That should be our lifestyle.
That's what we're doing already. We're drinking now. We barbecued.
I know. But that should be our profession.
We need a cooking show?
Fuck yeah. Why not? People are calling for it.
This is the year.
Make it happen.
We're going to talk to Hector. We're going to get this shit. There's got to be a way to, like, just do it out back or do it somewhere else, like, where we can be outdoors and chilling.
We could do it here.
I don't know if your neighbors would be down with us screaming and going crazy.
I don't give a shit. I'll build stuff. They can go
like
fuck
all
themselves.
These lights and stuff.
Go fuck your mother. We're fucking doing it upright.
That's going to attract so many bugs.
Oh, it's you're right. Ridiculous. I'll fucking screen that shit in. Screen in porch.
Oh, you're going to be like, ah.
Screen in porch. Done.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't have that already, actually.
I'm nervous.
I guess you were saying you guys don't really hang out too much at night back there.
I think it's because we don't have the back door. If we had a back door, we'd probably be...
It is odd. Was there ever a screen door in your house? No?
Mm-hmm. No, I've always dreamed of putting like one of those sliding glass doors on.
Easy. We should need a saw. Come over.
I'll fucking
sledgehammer and a saw.
Done.
I'll be right over.
Done. Trust me.
We can knock that wall down, no problem.
And I just let that door open and the dog can go out. That'd
be fucking awesome.
Yeah, it would.
Done. You can build a little deck back there. But then what about your pool?
Well, we're not doing that anymore. We decided.
No pool?
No, we go to we get pool passes, so we just go there now. So,
okay.
Fuck it. We're doing it. 2014.
Okay.
Not this year, next year.
I'm there.
We're going to work out a surplus of monies. We'll make it happen. It
takes a lot of planning, too. I don't want to be responsible for putting any holes in your house, okay?
Why? I fucking cut a hole in my roof. No. I put a fucking fan in the roof.
Did you?
Hell yeah.
You're brave.
I don't give a shit. I went out there and saw a huge hole, and I'm like, oh, I hope I'll fix this. It's all good. So, as we move right along, so Nate Diaz gets on the fucking Twitters, right? And he calls
faggots.
Bright Gearway a fag. He gets suspended and fined. I was thinking, well, what if he would have just used the word cunt instead of fag? Would that have caused an uproar? Yeah.
I don't know. The thing is, it's just all stupid. It's like, that's why Rogan stopped using that word. It's because people don't get it. It's like, what's the word fag? I mean, what's so bad about fag? I understand what he was trying to say. I do. He wasn't trying, he was not saying Brian Caraway puts cock in his mouth. He's trying to
he's
say...
He's saying Brian Caraway puts cock in his ass.
Right, exactly.
I got it.
That's right. He's saying, you silly little faggot, you're a little bitch with this whole
right,
thing.
Right, he's
yeah.
a bitch.
Yeah.
If you call someone a bitch, is that going to be a problem? This is
I think that would have been okay. I think if you would have said Brian Caraway's a little bitch,
dick,
whatever.
Ass,
different,
fuck face.
Different story.
He's a fucker.
But he got fined $20,000.
Oh my God.
It's ridiculous. Where does this money go?
It's like a, what is it, the little lost brother, big brother fund?
Oh,
I don't
it's actually
know.
Like a like
no,
a charity?
It's nothing.
Okay,
it's probably Dana White.
Dana White's pocket.
Yeah, it just goes right
fuck
back.
That little
him and the
slice.
Fertitas to split that shit.
Yeah,
it should
like
go to something.
One meal for them and shit.
Probably
right.
Cristal, bitch.
Yeah. I don't know. It's ridiculous. What can you do?
I don't know. And then the other things that are coming about this Brian character, the Kat Zingano saying that he fucking elbowed her at the weigh-ins before the Miesha Tate fight.
I believe it.
And then someone else was out there tweeting, this is all alleged, that Caraway was like some PED dealer back in the day.
PED dealer?
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
It's weird. And then...
what else?
I don't know. All I gotta say is where there's smoke, there's fire. It seems like there's a shitstorm brewing around this guy.
Yes.
Especially how he stole Pat Healy's bonus and was all like, fuck that guy. And
oh, yeah.
You know?
We need to bring that up. We started a
talk
fund.
Talk about it.
Pat Healy fund, right? Yeah. Matt over here was like, let's fucking get this guy's money back. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And we collected a whole couple dollars.
It's like $184 as of yesterday.
Yes.
And today.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta get to 13,000.
So, listen. All you gotta do is just... you can go to our website. You can even Google Pat Healy Fund. It comes up right away. Just throw $5 on it. It's
Up and Smoke Fund.
Up and Smoke. Throw $5 on it. Throw $1. Throw $10. Throw $100. Whatever.
Throw $1,000. Don't be a bitch.
It doesn't matter. Throw it all. And we promise. We're not profiting from this shit. We just think it's
going to him
total
less whatever fee.
Bullshit that a guy loses $100-some-thousand over fucking marijuana. That
yeah,
is like
a guy who's not making that much money. It's not like you're fucking Nick Diaz, right?
Right.
And you're fucking headlining an event and you're making $400,000 or whatever it is.
Even so, I mean,
he's on a 10-10 or whatever Healy's on. It's fucking $130,000. That fight was fucking awesome. Him and Jim Miller threw down. Healy submitted him and fucking... that doesn't
happen. He earned that money, dude.
Fuck yeah, you can't take that
us.
Shit from him.
That was a shit card, and then that fight happened, and it turned it around for me. I was
God
like, that's
right.
Fucking awesome. He made the pay-per-view better. He got two bonuses of the night in one fight. It's bullshit they don't give him that money.
He should get it regardless. I don't give a fuck. That's my point now.
Yeah.
No, I don't give a fuck. I think everyone should be coked up.
I wouldn't go that far, Matt, but... I'm just saying.
I'm gonna draw. I guess you gotta draw a line somewhere. Is weed
if
the
this
worst?
This is
things?
Legal. How come pot is not legal? Yes, I mean this might.
It's a good point.
A horrible shirt.
Well, I heard. What is it? The was it Wada?
Yes.
Vada. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Should I pronounce it like Vanderlei? Vada. WADA. They just increased their threshold on fucking marijuana on how they test. And we're gonna have to talk to Keith Kaiser and see if that's going to affect the Nevada State Athletic Commission on their levels. I think no one should test for it, because here's the other thing. You know, there's certain sports that don't even test for fucking marijuana, right? That's how it should be. Who gives a
basketball,
fuck?
Everyone's getting fucking high.
Oh my God. The fuck? Why do they test? It's not performance enhancing.
It's just ridiculous.
Something you do a month ago and it still shows in your system, that's a problem.
Yep. But you can get shit faced 2 days before the fight.
Or you could get shit faced and then fight.
It's all good.
They used to. I think Bass Rutten has some stories about that where he's out drinking all night and then show up.
He's not gonna matter. Somebody. It's all good. It's all good.
5 years from now, this won't even be a conversation.
Right.
Everything will just that's be true. Legal.
It's as it should. And you know, it's unfortunate, but please donate some money. It's not going to us. We're not keeping a penny.
No, I'm gonna post a check.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put our delete our account number, address,
there you go.
And everything. You'll see it go out. Pat will recognize. It'll be good.
It's all good.
I just hate seeing a guy get fucked over for having a great performance over something that's nonsensical in my world.
I agree.
So it's all good. Should we get some recap action? Let's do other news?
No.
Okay.
It's gonna be the longest show ever.
No, this is gonna be the shortest show ever.
Okay.
Watch. All right, should we hit some scores?
Hit them up.
All right, I was 12-1. Ingo was 11-2, and fucking Magic 8-Ball was 12-1.
What the
ridiculous?
Fuck?
So overall, I'm 93-48. Ingo is 79-62, and the Magic 8-Ball is also 93-48 at 66%. You know how I rolled this card?
How'd you roll?
You're either Brazilian or go fuck your mother, and that worked 12 out of 13 fights. So. If you're going to fucking play games in Brazil, pick the Brazilian fighters! God damn, was that crowd loud, by
Brazil.
The way. Holy shit. I like the Brazilian crowds. I like the Brazilian women.
Sure.
Vitor Belfort. Oh, someone posted his wife posed in Playboy. If you just search out his wife's name, you'll see some glorious pictures of her bent over.
Yes, sir.
Just saying.
She did.
Check it out.
Yep.
She made... You know, I'm going to do a hottest wife slash women of MMA
post.
Yeah. Okay. Vitor is number one. You can't beat his wife.
Maybe.
Natasha Wicks is a close second. That's Kyle's Kingberry. Okay. So, working on it.
I'd like to speak to you about one thing.
Go ahead.
I believe Evan Dunham got fucking robbed.
I don't think so.
No? Come on.
I don't think so. Did you pick Dunham?
I don't know.
We all picked Dos Anjos.
I know, but I believe Dunham got
Dos
robbed.
Anjos.
I believe Dunham did enough in that fight to win that fucking thing.
So, round one goes to who? Dos Anjos?
Probably. Okay. I think Dunham won two and three.
I'm going to say Rafael. It's easier.
Who? I think Evan won two and three.
But a fucking weak-ass takedown at the end of the round should not win you a round.
I know.
Give it to you. I'll say it was fucking close.
There's a lot of stand-up in this thing. It was close, and he was moving forward the whole time, and it was like Dos Anjos was just running back. And
well, he blew his shit out in the first round.
Yeah.
The first round he was picking Dunham apart.
He was.
Second round the tide started to shift.
It did,
and the momentum was shifting. In the third round, I think it's all Dunham. But it's a close fight. I mean, I'm not gonna be pissed off either way.
Home field advantage. I mean, come on.
I don't know. All three judges had it for him.
Yeah, they're all fucking Brazilian, too.
I don't have a problem with that. Okay. I picked it right. If I picked Donald, I would have been pissed off.
I picked it right, too, I think. But I'm just saying.
You did.
Yeah.
It's all good. Trying to get to my notes on this.
Yeah. Were we going to talk about Jacques Arnay?
Yeah, we're moving right along. I'm not going to give you what's next for some reason.
I don't care what's next. Fuck it. Jacques Array, I have a question. I tried to ask Comprito this, and I guess he's not around on Facebook today. It seemed quite fishy to me that... I know that Jacques Array is a high-level grappler, but the arm triangle is usually a move that takes a bit of time to complete, and it happened awfully quick with Camozzi going limp within, like, 2 seconds.
Well, I was going to ask you, is it because is the air in Brazil thin like it is in Colorado?
Maybe.
Because it's either that or is he... just that much of a technician, because Jesus Christ.
Well,
I've never seen someone get choked out that fast.
No, it could happen with other chokes, of course, but, like, fuck, that was, for an arm triangle, it would have, I mean, I guess, Jacare is pretty big, you know? He's another
guy.
He's
got a squeeze.
On the TRT.
What? Come on, really?
Yeah.
Is he?
You didn't know this?
No.
Yeah, he got busted, and then they found out he was, like, under TUE exemption. Come on, dude. The guy's, like, on some kind of shit. I'm just saying. Well, but he's a high-level grappler. Obviously, he's fucking amazing. One, probably the best jiu-jitsu guy in the sport right now. Maybe him and Damian Maia. You talk about Maia, you talk about Jacare, Hydro Gracie. Those three are probably... And in any given day, one could beat the other as far as pure grappling goes. But I find it suspicious. I mean, man... Jacare finished that pretty quick. And I'm not saying Camozzi gave up. I'm just saying that was pretty fast. And
it was very fast. Everyone said that. Like, what fast. The fuck, man?
It shouldn't happen that fast. Usually arm triangle takes a little while. It's a slow, steady choke.
Yeah, well, it's not like didn't an Lesnar slapped it on Carwin?
For like an hour.
Like, come on! Put fucking go to sleep already!
Yeah. So, I mean, I know Jacare's top level, so maybe he has the perfect technique. It can happen, you know.
Maybe he squeezed so tight, like his fucking sphincter is in on the squeeze.
Up, yeah. But props to Camozzi, he took this fucking thing on short notice, he knew he was going into the lion's den. It's like,
but I mean, did anybody expect Camozzi to win? You can't go into Brazil and fight a Brazilian fighter and expect to win.
No.
See Mike Russo fight Verdum,
especially not a legend like Jacare. So, but I'll say this. I think that Jacare is making a case here for... he's one to watch. His stand-up is still in question. Obviously, we're talking about him going up against, like, Silva. But on the ground, I think if he can get Silva to the ground, it's very dangerous. But the stand-up, you know...
He's serviceable with the stand-up, but no one's on fucking Anderson's level. That's the problem. And, you know, some people are saying, you know, with all this TRT talk... Like, oh, could you imagine if Anderson Silva... Yeah. What's up, bitch? If Anderson Silva was on the juice, and I will counter that and say, how do you know he's not? He could be. And just because you're not all fucking hulked up doesn't mean you're not on the juice. Look at all those cyclists, right? They're not huge.
Nope.
You don't have to be huge.
Different
to be
kinds
on the juice.
Of steroids in the world.
That's right. I mean, there's a lot of anal ones.
Correct. Suppositories.
Dr. Perlman knows what those are
about. Anal probes?
I don't know. I don't know how he's rolling over there. I just hear he likes to fondle the fucking testicles a lot.
Okay, the prostate?
I gotta check those. Okay. Yeah. I haven't had my prostate checked in a while. Maybe I need to do that. Have you ever had that done?
Yes.
You don't ever want to have it done.
I've had it
Fuck
done twice.
Those. Yeah. I had a fucking like chubby doctor with fat fingers too. That motherfucker went for broke. Fuck that.
The first time it was a guy, the second time it was a female.
That would have been...
And I didn't like it the second time either.
I don't think you can ever enjoy it.
I was like, this is kind of strange. They just have you bend over, like, okay. Yeah, I'm like, really? There's no, like, not going to, like, sweet talk me first or something?
No,
like,
they don't ease it. They just go for it. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, we're done. Please stop. This is not...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God. We're done. Can I get out of here? I need to be done.
Yep. I need a hug. Somebody.
No, I just need to get out. I just need to go home. I want no part of this anymore.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's so
like
bad.
Been violated. But I don't know. What do you think is next for Jacare here? He's like.
It sounded like he wanted to fight Belfort almost.
Really?
Like he wanted the winner of that fight. Okay. So. I think he said that in his post. Fight interview.
I still think I'd like to see Vitor rematch Anderson Silva. I think the first fight was.
It seems to be the fight that's going to happen.
They're on that trajectory.
It's right like now, whoever so. Wins the Weidman Silva fight is who's going to be Belfort's next opponent.
Yeah.
And as we were talking about all this, the note I wrote down was, can you get a therapeutic use exemption for marijuana? And if not, why? You can get them for fucking, like, low testosterone. Why can't you get one if you have any of the symptoms that marijuana would help? You should be able to get one then, right?
What says you can't? I don't know if anyone's ever applied.
Keith Geiser.
He says you can't?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he's the one that says that he thinks that marijuana, I don't know if it's performance enhancing, but I think his stance was it's a pain number. And I think that was his beef with Nick Diaz, that, oh, it allowed you to take so much more punishment than you would normally be able to take. Like, are you... Well, first off, if you're talking about Diaz, you're out of your fucking mind. Yeah. Those two can take so much punishment, weed or weed not, it doesn't fucking matter, you know?
Yes.
So, anyway. I don't digress.
Weed or weed not, that's awesome.
Let's move right.
It is a pain number, though. Little sativa?
Yeah, it just depends, though. How often
indica?
And when did you smoke it? Indica. Sativa is the brainer. Yeah. Indica is the bodier. I don't know anything about that.
And how was
Joe Rogan.
How was it ingested?
You know. Anally. Does that work? If you're going to ingest anything, it should just be anally. I don't know why. It sounds cool.
Orally, or, you know, what do you call it when you smoke it?
You're just dicking anything in you. Just go anal ingo.
It's a positive.
Anal ingo. Okay. Wait, anal lingual or anal ingo?
It's all right. Same fucking thing.
Different?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to change slides. How am I on this slide? I don't want to fucking head of the game and go.
You are.
It's so
TRT. TRT is a hell of a drug. That's all
I should open that vent again.
It's good not. It is slightly.
I'm going to open it.
I have to say
during
this.
Show.
I'm not a fan of TRT, but I also understand that it's a part of the sport. And
that's so juicy.
It's what makes the quality level of what we're watching so much better, because you get to see guys who have an experience level that's above and beyond some of these younger guys, able to physically compete now at the same level. But if you look at Vitor Belfort, he is a prime example of a guy who perhaps lost confidence at some point in his career, was kind of waning back and forth, discovered TRT, and now he's fighting in a weight division where he's bigger and stronger than everyone else. He's actually
amped up as fuck.
He's crazy.
I love it.
And he's more intelligent, and he keeps adding things to it. Dude, you said it last time in his last fight against Bisping. He was started throwing these kicks that nobody expected, and what the fuck was this? He fucking knocks out Rockhold with this craziness. It's like, who would expect Vitor to come in throwing this kind of? And he threw it very well. Like
he lined it up, and he spotted it. Like he saw where it was going.
You almost caught him with it early in the first round, and then finally, you know, he landed it flush.
And I think it's kind of ironic, too, that you think about, okay, here's Belfort, who Anderson Silva, you know, front kicks him in the face, knocks him out. So now he probably starts training kicks, like, fuck that, now I'm going to fucking make someone else my bitch. And now he does it to Luke.
Rockhold. He was very classy in defeat, had some issues with the TRT leading up to this fight, but didn't mention it at all post-fight.
Everyone should just shut the fuck up. I love the TRT. I think it should be legal.
What a handsome young man Mr. Rockhold is, too. As everyone
He's beautiful,
says.
Okay? He's a beautiful man. But looking at it, I love the TRT even more so from the older age guys, like, you could take your Dan Henderson.
Yep.
You take your Vitor Belfort.
Yep.
Like, fuck, if this can extend guys' careers for, like, another fucking 5 years, why not? Why not?
Uh-huh.
And if you're not on it, get on it. Don't be a bitch.
TRT for the win, baby.
It doesn't. Well, here's the thing. It's not going to help you fucking land that kick. You still need the skill to do it. It was the same thing when I go back to baseball. Just because, like, I don't really like baseball, but it got interesting when McGuire and Sosa were hitting all those home runs, chasing records, and they're all fucking juiced to the gills. But is that going to make you hit more home runs? I don't know. Probably. I don't know what my point is. But it's fucking shit exciting. That's the point.
What?
Okay. Fucking juice up.
No juice means no home runs, and yes, juice means lots of home runs. I think there's a correlation that
we need juice. We need juice.
Mean, there's the purists who say that TRT allows you to train harder, recover faster, spend more time working on your skills. Therefore, it's not fair for guys who have to naturally recover. You know, guys like you and I, who we work out and we can't fucking move for 2 days. That happened.
I don't know about you. I can.
Oh, okay, it's fine. I'm just saying.
Why? That work out.
I'm saying, it's true. Like, as you get older, I've really known from, like, when we started Krav Maga, and I was actually feeling good, you know, I never really was that super sore.
I could walk over a flight of steps like that.
Yeah. To now, when I'm, like, working out, and the next day after jiu-jitsu, I can barely move. There's a major difference in that. And I would say that I'm actually healthier now than I was back then, but I'm older. You know, it just naturally. And Vitor and, you know, these guys, Dan Henderson, I would say it's chill not summit. It's chill. It's not really fair, but at the same time,
I think it's totally fair. I think everybody's on something. So you can cry all you want about this motherfucker's on TRT, that motherfucker's on TRT, but you know what? At the end of the day, you know you're on something too. So yeah. Fuck off. You're like them apples. It's all good. I don't care. I think everyone's doing something.
Probably.
I'll even up the ante. I'll say it's 90% now, Ingo.
Who knows?
90% of these guys are on something.
There are guys who are not, but then there are guys who are. And it just it's a shame because it creates pressure for people who might otherwise be clean to be not clean. And they should just figure out a way to regulate it, you know?
It's regulated.
It is?
Yeah.
How so?
They test their levels. You gotta come in at a certain level. Okay. There's a range.
I'm saying,
remember
like,
the conversation we had with the good doctor?
I know there's a range. I'm just saying some guys don't do TRT
adhere to it
because, you know, they don't fall within those ranges. And, dude, come on. The Vitor we saw last night or two nights by the time this releases, that is not the same guy we saw like a year ago. I mean, there's an obvious advantage in speed and size, in overall aggression, you know. Obviously, he's also worked on his skill and he's improved that. But I'm just saying, you know,
the guy's like fucking 36, right? What do you want?
When you're on the sauce, would you say you're more confident than when you're off the sauce?
Fuck no? Yeah.
Okay,
I know nothing about it.
So I'm just saying, these are all things that factor into a fighter's mind, if you will. And
Sam Sheridan.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Trying to throw out a reference, but
got it.
It's interesting. I think, like you said, in 5 years, this will be one of those topics that may be fully hashed out by then. Just like the marijuana thing, the whatever thing, it's all gonna give it 5 more years. Things will.
I hear it.
Because in the NFL, I think it's assumed that everyone's on something, and they're testing, but it's bullshit.
They know what
those guys are fucking gigantic. There's no way they're all naturally big. So.
Every sport.
I'm just saying.
It ain't going away. Hey, you know what I think really won Belfort the fight?
What's that?
This fucking power mullet.
That mullet.
That
was pretty awesome.
It was juicy.
I'm telling you, he's a new man. He thinks he's like fucking like the Hulk or something. It's crazy. Doesn't care.
Did you see the post-fight press conference? Someone had asked Belfort about like TRT, and he went straight back to the 90s. He was like, fuck, I just talked to the hand. And then said something like, somebody kick his ass. Kick his fucking ass.
John Morgan. That's a shitty question. It's
just let it go, man. Let it go.
Ridiculous. I mean, I guess they got to ask those questions, but.
So.
Whatever.
It's all good. So next for Belfort, then he's going to get allegedly the winner of the Anderson Silva versus Chris
fight. As he should.
It's all good. You ready to move right along? Let's get going.
You said this is going to be the shortest show. It seems like it's going to be the longest show.
It's going long, but I actually like this graphic that they made. They used green.
Oh, yeah. For the color of money?
UFC, fuck yeah. Printing hundreds. Making it rain.
I got to bring up my
mix. Make so much money, it's going to hurt your parents' feelings.
UFC 160, Bigfoot versus Velasquez, Dos.
Oh, like I haven't seen it before. It's too bad we didn't have Dos Santos versus Roy Nelson. Dos. It could have been dueling doses.
Dual doses. Co-main and main.
Fuck yeah. Doses. That's what it's all about.
The
dueling. You're going to double doses. It.
So, yeah, there's a lot of shit that happened on this. People came in. People came out. We got Bader, who got knocked out against Glover. You know, James Tejuna steps in.
That's a tough fight.
It is.
Fucked up.
We'll get to that in a moment. And then also the controversy with Mark Hunt, which seems to now have been resolved.
Mark Hunt.
He has his visa. He's coming to the U.S. and this fight will happen between him and Junior Dos Santos. So,
hungry.
Shall we get into this card?
All right.
Please.
Before I reload my drink, I'll let you
Maestro.
Talk first.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, we got Donald.
Cowboy!
Cerrone, he is 19-5 versus KJ.
King!
Nunes, he's 11-6. Cerrone, 11% of his wins by KO, 68% by submission. Nunes, 73% of his wins by KO. What do you see going on here as I reload?
I don't know, man. This seems like welcome to the UFC, right? I think that
they're going to say the jungle. We're talking about, you said Axl Rose is a little bloated these days.
He is bloated.
Anyway.
The big question mark is it's obviously been out there that Cerrone has some issues mentally with big fights, and he's got issues, you know, performing in high anxiety situations sometimes. Yes.
Question. Didn't you say he was seeing a sports psychologist?
He was. And you had mentioned that he had some kind of like near death experience and
like rock climbing.
Yeah, he fell like 40 feet.
So, do you think that helps or hurts him mentally?
I don't know, because his mentality has always been balls to the wall. And I recall, like, you know, the Dan Hardy podcast with Joe Rogan where he talks about the reptilian mind and
switching off.
Yeah, and I want to say that, like, in the fight that we saw here in Chicago with him and Anthony Pettis. Yeah, thank you. I want to say he came out like reptilian, and he just let Pettis pick him apart, and he did the same thing against Diaz. It's like the Cerrone we like to see is the guy who like fights Jamie Varner. He's the guy who's in the mix all the time, and he's the guy who's making shit happen, not the guy who's out there just acting on instinct.
Does he have UFC shit or something? Because this is, like, you go back to the WEC, he was a fucking murderer back then.
Yes.
And then, like, I'm trying to think of all his UFC performances, and maybe it's the transition isn't quite there. It's a little bit of a larger stage, but, I mean, he has won in the UFC, but I'm thinking, course. Like, the fights and Melvin the closer Guillard, he gets Jeremy to Stevens. The title. And the Guillard fight was tough, too, because he almost got knocked out. It's like didn't he get hurt with, like, a body shot or something?
Yeah, he's won more than he's lost. He's only lost twice in the UFC.
And maybe it's just like as he gets closer to the title.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people fail to realize, you know, how difficult it is at that, like, that elite level, you know, the AE level, where there's... But I want to say that KJ Nunes is an A-level, and I feel like as long as Cerrone has his ducks in a row here... given the fact that Nunes is mostly a stand-up guy, I think he has, like, a karate background, boxing, you know.
It's probably, like, ninjutsu.
Yeah, sure. I feel like Cerrone has the major advantage when this hits the ground. He's got the advantage in the clinch with his Muay Thai. And as long as he runs his game and doesn't get in his
own... Did he just say runs his train?
No, I said game. But it's very similar.
It's a train.
As long as he runs his game on KJ Nunes and doesn't let Nunes dictate the fight... I feel like Cerrone finishes this fucking thing with, like, a rear naked choke or something in the early second round. I want to see the cowboy. I want to see but I want to see the technical.
I want to be a cowboy.
Hey, who doesn't, right?
Whatever happened to that song or band? I want to be a cowboy.
Is that Kid Rock?
No, that's a different one.
Oh, okay.
You can be my cowgirl.
I don't know that song. Okay. But I'm picking Cerrone via submission, second round early. I think this is too much for KJ Nunes. He's lost like two or three fights in a row.
He's lost four of his last five. Bro.
Yeah, I mean,
the cherry on top of that.
It's Strikeforce coming over to the U.S. It's just too much.
Too soon.
I don't see it happening.
Come on.
Sorry.
Oh,
what do you say?
Blasphemy. I don't like Nunes, but I'm gonna actually take him in this fight.
Whoa. Why?
It's a handsome devil.
He's handsome.
No. I think it goes back to where Cerrone's head at. And I'm not sold on Cerrone's head being straight until I see him win a fight and use a good game plan, because he gets suckered in the striking matches, and it seems like Nunes has got the boxing that's probably even a little better than... I would say it's better than Nate Diaz, but his background of losing fights and not being in the UFC is kind of like the counter to all this. So
yes.
I still look at the head games of Cerrone and say, fuck, I don't think he can win a fight if another guy is willing to stand and trade with him.
Because
then he'll just go to a boxing match. That's what I'm afraid will happen. So I'm going to go with Nunes with the decision.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to knock him out, but until I see something different from Cerrone, I'm going to say old dogs can't learn new tricks. Or something like that. So I take Nunes with the decision. Magic 8-ball. Shake it. Won't try to break it, most likely. Donald Cerrone. Right. What he said, only more. Alright, we got Gray.
The bully with a tramp stamp.
Menard. He's 11-1-1. Versus TJ. Rand, thank you. Wow, I can smell that now. Thanks.
Sorry.
20 and 5. That was real meaty. Did you have corned beef today or roast beef?
I had steak.
Okay, that's very meaty, by the way. It's all good.
I had to let that go. Sorry.
I'm going to lose it now. It's all good. Maynard, 88% of his wins by KO. 82% by decision. Jesus fucking Christ.
Premium.
Grant, 15% by KO, 65% by submission. And a side note, 8 of those by armbar. So,
for Grant?
Yeah.
No shit. Okay.
This is a tough fight because I haven't seen fucking Maynard fight in forever. And I know he's been whoring himself out and training here and there. You yes. always see him everywhere. He's on a fucking bicycle with someone, like, riding in Hawaii or something. Right. Hey, look at, there's Trey Maynard. He's almost like, what
it's
was it?
Almost a year, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. It's like that evil bird.
What happened to him? Did he get hurt?
I don't know. I
forgot.
Something. It's like Evil Bert. You ever see those pictures where, like, Evil Bert is here, Evil Bert is there? It's like Grant Maynard. He's fucking all around the globe. He's a world traveler, if you were. You might be from Vice.
Same song.
Same song. Who's that's the Humpty Dance.
Yes.
Who's
that? I don't know.
God, that is Digital Underground.
That's it. Ooh. Thank you.
I'm on fire. Be here all night.
Rock and roll it.
We should wear those gay-ass
glasses.
Faggot glasses. Oh, my God. I just said a bad word. That's I said gay. The F word.
You're so gay.
Oh, man. I meant it in a gay
way. You can't say faggot, you silly faggot. You can't say that
word. Can I say retard?
I don't know. You can't say a lot of things.
Retard.
It is our show, after all. You can say whatever you want.
Okay,
you
great.
You can even say cunt.
Oh, my God. Good. Rusty.
Rusty cunt.
Tin roof rusted.
Sure.
Love Shack.
Is that Love Shack?
You know it. So, anyway, this is... I don't like Gray Maynard. Fuck it, I'll put it on record. I think it's a tramp stamp. Thank you for pointing it out.
Rubs you the wrong way.
It does. Tramp stamps on a man.
Or if he's rubbing your leg at the bar, then might rub you the right way.
Maybe. Rub depends. Song, he's
rub
rubbing on
you
it.
The right way is another 80s song.
I don't know. I could do, go with a little Divinals. Any time I think about you.
You touch yourself?
Myself.
There you go.
That girl's dirty. She's got red hair.
She's probably dirty. Old and fat and ugly right now.
Didn't we talk about this once? We need to find out where that lady went. Where is she now?
I don't want
to
do
Can
it.
Can we do it? Come on. No, get her on the show. She'll sing. I bet she's a fan of MMA.
Probably.
Or anal.
Sure.
Okay.
The two are correlation related.
Yeah. It's all in the same. One on the same. So, the thing, I mean, Grant has been on a tear and he beat Wyman. I didn't think he was going to beat Wyman because Wyman was on a tear. Are you tearing stuff? You're hulking out over there?
I'm taking my TOT off.
Oh, he's done. He talked about Vitor, now he's done. Cool. He doesn't want to be associated with the good stuff. He just wants to wear it on his chest. He doesn't want to actually use it.
I'll use it.
Let's do it.
Someone who can prescribe it to me?
I don't know anybody that can.
That means we have to watch. We'll be switching to like...
And let me do another one.
Orange juice.
I don't know anybody that can. Watch this. Wink, wink.
Craig Pearlman, if you're watching.
We only need 2 prescriptions stat.
I'd like to try it.
The clear?
Maybe 6 months. See how it goes.
6 is a little long. You'd probably just do 3. 3 is good. Well, maybe one cycle.
All or nothing kind of guy, sir.
One cycle. You should stack them, too. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, back to the fight. So... I don't know how Grant's going to do with Maynard. My problem with Maynard is he's a fucking decisioner, and I don't like decisioners. So, fuck it. Grant, armbar. Fuck it. I'm out. I don't even want to talk about it. Go ahead.
So, TJ Grant has been like a guy who was under my radar for a while, and then after his last couple
he's
of fights...
Not under your thumb.
That's all he's going to keep going. Like with Dunham and I mean, dude, the way he destroyed Weidman in his when he was here in Chicago, it was brutal with that crazy elbow. I mean, the guy, and he seems like he's on a path where he's just like in the zone, and he's like, I don't care, just give me somebody, I want to fucking destroy somebody. And you know, Maynard, yeah, he's a pretty good wrestler, but he's more of a brawler, I want to say. Where Grant is like a tactical striker, and he's very skilled on the ground. I'm not sure that Grant can finish Maynard because Maynard's hard to finish via submission. He could possibly knock him out, but I want to say that this is going to go to a decision, And I feel like Grant is hungry. He's in the right point in his career. This is probably his last shot to try to go up after the title, given what's going on. Gray Maynard's been there. You know, he's fought Edgar. He's been in
the 11-1-1.
Yeah, I mean, he's been there. So it's like, how much does he have left to prove? I say Grant has everything positive going for him. Way more skilled in some aspects.
Momentum.
Thank you. I'm picking Grant by decision, and I hope he wins. I really do. We're not biased, but I hope he wins, because I don't really like Gray Maynard that much either.
I don't hate the guy, I just don't like him.
I don't know.
It's all good. These things happen in that way. Magic 8-Ball is going to say, fuck us, and take Gray Maynard. That's fine.
Your Wi-Fi is slow as fuck for me. I don't know what's going on here.
It's probably helter shelter.
Blocking me.
It's been a little iffy today.
Has it?
Probably porn, too. Maybe I should just set up a porn server.
Okay. For downloading.
I don't know anything about that.
You don't need a porn server. There's plenty on the internet.
Okay, we got Glover. Teixeira. Or is it Glover? Glover. Sorry. Glover Teixeira. He's 20-2 versus James Tehuna. He is 16-5. Glover, he's 60% of his wins by KO, 25% by submission. 63% by KO, 19% by submission. What do you see going on?
Well, the thing is, I've been a Glover fan for a long time, and he really impressed me against Maldonado, where he almost got knocked out. And then he put a beating on that guy, you know, in Brazil. But then the thing that really kind of struck with me was when he was here in Chicago, and he had an opportunity to finish Rampage on the ground, and he said, you know what? Fuck it. This guy is known for standing up and throwing down. I'm not scared. Let's stand up. Let's make it exciting. I'm going to throw down with your ass. I don't give a shit because I'm tough too. Fuck you. And that's what I like. I think he's tough as shit. He's really dangerous on the ground. He's dangerous standing up. He's got a lot of power. And it almost feels like because I really wish the original fight would have happened with him and Bader, but we have this now, and barring any, like, freak thing, I don't see any way that Tehuna can win this fight. Glover is so tough. I'm saying it's going to be a one-round mauling. I'm saying first round, knock the fuck out, like, 2-3 minutes in, and...
I like this.
You like it?
I'm writing it.
Knock the fuck out.
I'm going to say something.
Okay. I like it. I'm a big fan. War, doesn't he work with Chuck Liddell?
Yeah!
Yeah, so...
The pit,
baby.
Elevated pit.
Mike Winklejohn?
No.
No.
The other guy.
What the fuck's his name?
That guy.
Yes. Not Mike Winklejohn?
No, Winklejohn is fucking... Greg Jackson.
Oh, sorry.
This is like...
My brain.
Hackleman? Yeah.
I look like a dipshit now. I don't know.
Fucking chair is
John Hackleman, that's it, you're right. Okay.
You're taking my back.
And Antonio Banuelos.
Hey, he may have the best mustache.
Coolest name in history.
So, I don't know, Ian McCallum.
Sounds like a fucking like Mexican cowboy. Like he should be in like a gang, like a Mexican like cowboy movie.
I thought you were going to say a Mexican gangbang. Like, what? No, what is going down?
I'm not sure.
That's all good. I'm going to drink to that, though.
That's so, like a good old-fashioned Mexican gangbang.
Yeah, you can't beat that. It's all good. You can maybe beat it with a stick. Beat me off with a stick. Teixeira, I wasn't impressed with this Rampage fight. I'm going to say that right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't finish him.
Yeah, but dude, Rampage is tough. He's got a chin on him, that guy.
John Jones finished him.
Yeah,
barely. John Jones broke his toe off. Didn't even know it.
Barely.
Fuck it, I'm out. Glover in first round, moving right along.
So you're not impressed, but you're picking. Okay, this is crazy.
Can I not? Why?
You can do whatever you want. It's your show.
No, it's not. It's our show. I need a Magic 8-Ball. Sorry, I fucked that up. Magic 8-Ball, better not tell you now. Better not tell you now. Yes, Glover to share. No, I think his ground game is better. I'll go back. Watch this. Oh, yeah. No, I think his ground game is better. What are you finger banging for, man?
I don't know.
No, Teixeira. Stand up, I mean, it should be a fucking first round KO for someone, right?
Sure.
Did you? Okay. Accomplished all you need to accomplish here.
Oh, and the fight that I've been looking forward to for so long.
Thank God we got some clarification on this motherfucker. All right, we got Junior.
Cigano!
Los Santos, he's 15-2 versus Mark.
The Filipino wrecking machine?
No, the no. Samoan.
Samoan Nightmare.
He should be like the
Super Samoan. Sorry.
He should be the fucking home wrecker.
Oh, that guy's ridiculous.
I love it. Hunt, he is 9-7.
Records don't matter, man.
They don't. Watch. He's gonna fucking shock the world. Dos Santos, 73% of his wins by KO, 13% by submission. Hunt, 67% of his wins by KO. And all I gotta say is, thank God a brother can get a visa, alright?
Yeah, it's true.
Fucking hell. And literally, 5 minutes before this show started, we found out Mark Hunt got his fucking visa.
So. Yep.
Thank Lord Jesus, TRT, Brazil, Power Mullets. Should I go first? Did I go first?
Go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you, Mark Hunt is slowly becoming my favorite fighter. You know why?
He doesn't give a shit.
Goddamn. Or I was gonna say a fuck. He gives no fucks. You know why? He's a man. He's well seasoned, and he's got a hell of a chin. Here's a question: who has a better chin, Mark Hunt or Roy Nelson? And a side note: I still want to see that fight.
I hope that happens soon.
Fucking A. Because Roy Nelson was gonna step in for this fight, but did I ask a question and you didn't give me an answer yet?
I'm not sure. You asked me
something.
Who has a better chin than that? I don't know. Okay. I have no idea. They're equal.
Okay. So, well, here's the thing about Dos Santos, and I've said it once, and I'll say it again, is that if he can't get the knockout, he doesn't have another game plan. And you saw that in the Roy Nelson fight. So here you go again against a guy who's got a great chin and is probably a better striker than you. He may not be as fast with the hands, but motherfucker, when he hits you with the hands, you're going to go to sleep. And even if you go to the ground, which I don't know if it's going to go to the ground, Hunt has proved that he has the skills to pay the bills when it gets down to the ground.
Sean McCorkle.
This is post-Sean McCorkle. He learned a lesson from getting his shoulder ripped off.
He did?
And his hand stuck up his ass. Man doesn't like that so much.
It stuck his thumb up his ass.
Better than a Tabasco bottle up the ass. Another man's hand.
That sounds nice.
Depends if you're getting your prostate checked. Depends. It always depends.
Fuck
so
fucker out.
So thank God he got his visa. I'm just wondering mentally where is Hunt's head, because he's been kind of like fucked up the last 2 weeks, wondering, am I fighting? Am I not fighting? But then the flip side to that coin is Dos Santos is, okay, who am I fighting? Who am I not fighting right now? So, I'm going to say advantage Mark Hunt in this whole situation. And I'm going to say stand-up versus stand-up. Cigano faster. Mark Hunt maybe a little more crafty. So I'm going to go with Mark Hunt. I know it's devastating for everyone. And I'm going to fucking take him with the first round KO. I don't give a fuck. Mark Hunt for president!
I, too, am a Mark Hunt fan. I definitely like his style, but don't give a fuck.
He's my favorite.
Gotta love it. Here's the reality of the situation, though.
What?
Okay, Junior in his last fight against Kane, I believe there are two kinds
that's
of fighters in the world.
Shit, you know.
There's
that's
guys,
a good point.
There are guys who take a beating and they never recover, and then there are guys who take a beating and then they make sure they never, ever take a beating again. And guy, someone that comes to mind, for instance, is a guy like GSP, a champion. Took a beating, learned his lesson, moved on, and now you see what happens.
Can I counterpoint that one?
Go ahead.
David Loazo.
Okay, well.
He took a beating from Rich Franklin,
right,
and never fucking came back
from
that
you.
One.
I hear you.
And some guys take that beating, and it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yes.
So go ahead.
I believe Junior, with his history and his background of struggle,
he almost cried,
coming from Brazil.
He looked like he was going to cry in that fight.
He was dealing with a lot of personal shit in that fight. His wife leaving and all that stuff.
Did that get worked out?
I believe he's now probably
single,
getting blowjobs.
Mad pussy.
He's all
good. Some brain
in
chicks.
Fine. Things are good. So, I want to say that a guy like Junior, who has such a pedigree of like training and training with some of the best in the world and being a proud Brazilian and all that stuff, I don't think that this guy comes back worse, but he comes back better. And therefore, I think that's a major advantage for him in this fight, because he knows Mark Hunt's got a crazy chin. He knows Mark Hunt can fucking technical strike, and he knows Mark Hunt could knock him out, but he also knows that if he pushes the pace, doesn't let Mark Hunt run his game, and just moves forward and uses his cardio, eventually he could wear Mark Hunt down. I don't think he's going to submit him, but I do believe he can knock him out, and I'm going to say it's going to happen early in the third round. And
who's knocking him out?
Junior Dos Santos will knock Mark Hunt down. Here's what I'm telling you.
Blasphemy, my friend!
While you were talking, and I was trying to figure out, Mark Hunt, at one point in his career, has lost six fights in a row. Josh Barnett, Fader...
Remember, he was sub-500.
It's ridiculous.
He was below the Mendoza line.
Barnett, Fedor, Alistair Overeem, Melvin Manhoef, who's fucking like a...
Well, he's fighting Herder's Row. Okay. What do you want?
Gegard Mousasi submitted him. Sean McCorkle submitted him. I mean...
He turned his life around, Ingo.
He did, but I'm just saying... I love Mark Hunt, but the skill level of the two guys, I think it's not equal. And Junior was a previous champion. He's still a champion. He's Brazilian. He doesn't have to deal with all this visa bullshit.
He's not fighting in Brazil. Fuck that guy.
Cigano!
Fuck that guy.
Knockout, third round TKO. Mark Hunt has been knocked out before.
But this is his time. This is the Rocky feel-good story.
It's not going
to
happen.
No. Listen to me, Ingo. Hear me once, believe me later.
I'd love to see it. I really would, but it isn't going to happen. I think Junior's too skilled. And
I hear what you're
saying. If Junior runs through Cain Velasquez in his previous fight...
Like diarrhea?
Yes. I say maybe Hunt has a chance, but I believe Junior will be the most... He will... Like a motivated BJ Penn, this is a motivated Junior Cigano.
I don't know.
Here we go, baby.
We'll see. The first 3 minutes, we'll see if he's motivated or...
Demotivated?
He got the living life beat out of him in the last fight, and I think he got demotivated to the point where it's wrecked his career.
Nah. Brazilians are powered people, sir.
Sometimes.
They
don't deviate from the septum?
Sometimes they do, but it's all good. I gotta go to our website for the next section.
Oh, good. Magic 8-Ball is taking JDS for the win.
Awesome.
And that brings us to your favorite section.
Slow as molasses. It's either our website or the Wi-Fi. I'm not sure.
It's probably the Wi-Fi.
I'm trying to go to our deal site, and it's taking a long time.
Should I try to do that, too? I can just call everything from fucking memory. It doesn't matter. Sponsors!
We have sponsors! We're sponsored by Defense Soap. Use code MMA.
Spit mad fire! Do it, Ingo! Don't break the camera! You always yell at me when I snap a cap
for this thing.
Snap a cap!
Use code MMA nuts. Save 15%. Don't be a fucking tard. Listen,
Oh my god, he just said tard. I am fining you $30,000. You're suspended for 3 months.
You silly faggot. You're dirty as fuck. Get some soap.
I just add 1 month to your suspension.
Clean your ass, okay? Because you're fucking dirty. And I'm telling you, if you do any kind of martial art, wrestling, whatever, you need to get this stuff because it will kill those nasty germs. And not only the soap, but they have wipes. They have, you can wipe your ass. Wipe whatever.
Gangbang.
You can gangbang.
You can be like soap. Number 17 in said gangbang.
Yes. All kinds of stuff. Go there. I'm telling you, it's all natural. Right now, the big hot topic is triclosan, which I'm sure you've read about.
Yeah, what's up with that? I heard
it's not good for you, and it's in a lot of things, from shampoos to soap.
Well, here's the question. Why is it in anything if it's not good for you?
Well, because...
the government's a bunch of cunts?
Well, there's always money involved, of course. Follow the money. That's what I say. I don't know. I will tell you this, that...
What?
Especially in the summertime when I'm out in the sun and... Hopefully at some point I'll have
some fun. Having some fun. Like Barbie.
When I'm wearing my dresses and
bikinis. I'm a Barbie girl.
Which, by the way, I got in trouble for today.
We're
sitting at dinner, and then we have some new neighbors, and they're out on the porch. And I'm like staring. I'm like looking around, and my wife is like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Nothing. I'm just eating." She's like, "Are you looking at that chick in her bikini?" I'm like, No.
No. I don't care if she's bending over and trying to put sense in her daughter.
You don't have to fucking stare. You could at least, like, glance over. I'm like, I know, but she was like, you know, she's in a bikini. I don't know.
She's bending over. I don't know if you got a fucking look. If you're a man, you're a man. What
I'm
the
saying,
fuck?
Wash that Manuel ass. Hunt. Female or male, trust me, all natural, healthy for you. Go there. 15% MMA nuts. Also, we're sponsored
be there, be
by
square.
GoDaddy.com, where we got all kinds of good deals. Go.
You get 32% off. Don't be a bitch. It's go 32 off 6. You can get 249.coms at 249 nuts. And I think we still run, that's just one.com or a transfer. And I think we could still do the 495.coms up to 3 with straight up MMA nuts.
Yep.
Depends. Do you want to get crazy? Hey, who are you trying to get crazy with, SA? Don't you want to get loco? Or something like that. I don't know everything. I get close on some of these 90 phrases, so don't blaspheme me. Don't blaspheme me.
Yep. Fair enough. Let's move on to the main event of the evening.
Awesome. All right, we got Kane. Brown Pride Velasquez. He is 11-1 versus Antonio.
Bigfoot
Silva. He's 18-4. Velasquez, 82% of his wins by KO. Bigfoot, 72% of his wins by KO, 17% by submission.
See, si, senor?
Feels like we just saw this fight, no?
We did. About a year ago to the day, almost. Hmm. Has anything changed?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to ask. Does anything change? I mean,
for me, no.
I don't see it.
I'm trying to figure out where Silva has a chance to win this fight. I just don't see it. It's... I don't know. Yes, he's skilled on the ground. He's fucking never submitted, once maybe submitted someone on the ground. Kane is a ridiculous wrestler. He's got cardio for days. Everyone's going to point back at the Overeem fight, but dude, this is Overeem with no
shitty
no
game
TRT.
Plan and no TRT
right.
And gassing himself out.
Yeah. I say nothing changes. I think Kane is the real deal. He will defend his title. It will be just as brutal as the first time, if not more so. And... I don't see any area where Bigfoot has an advantage in this fight. I just
cock
don't.
Size.
Maybe. Does that also, like, if you grow gigantic, does your cock also grow?
It's proportion,
like
Ingo.
92-inch
proportion.
Cock.
It's probably down to his knee.
He's got to roll it up.
It's like fucking wrapping it shit. I'm just saying.
What about if he's a tiny cock? That's the one thing that didn't grow.
No, the Bigfoot's got the big cock. Okay. Okay. It doesn't work any other way.
Maybe.
Sorry.
I don't know.
So sorry.
Prove it!
Yeah. Pick or get the fuck out.
That's right.
So good.
Picks or shins.
Yeah. Bitch.
So you agree?
I can't disagree. But here's the thing. Every time I pick a Kane Velasquez fight, I have been wrong. For fucking 3 years straight, Ingo. 3 years. We've been calling fights, picking fights,
that's
whatever.
Like me with John Jones.
Well, it's because you're a racist.
I always pick against them. I'm a racist motherfucker. I just picked the Mexican to win.
What happens if your balls are racist?
Then it means you won't fuck, like, black women or what?
I don't know. I was thinking about that earlier. What if your balls are racist? Like, that's bullshit. You should just subscribe. Don't be afraid.
I think, wouldn't it be like nature would be one of those things, like, your balls would be less racist because you're trying to... make a biggest chance of, like,
your balls don't really have the decision. It's really your dick. Your dick is really the driver.
When you want to spread your seed to the most non-similar female out there, because that's the highest chance of, like, creating, like, some kind of gene pool magnet, like, special sauce.
I don't know. Hotness has no color. It does not matter.
I know. I'm just saying. Like, that's why I don't get racism. It doesn't make sense. Because wouldn't you want to, like, be with someone who's as different as possible for the highest chance of creating, like, the strongest offspring? Isn't that, like, a natural, like, selection thing? I don't know.
I'm down with it.
I could be wrong.
Selling.
I'm just saying.
I hear what you're screaming.
But I'm not racist, motherfuckers. I'm just saying. I just picked the
you
Mexican.
You just say it's retards.
Sometimes.
Depends. Yes. They shit on my lawn? Yes.
Yes.
They if they break all my forks because they're fucking...
No, you can't do that.
I'm just kidding. It's all good.
There's no retards watching this show. It's okay. We don't have to be politically aware. No, it's terrible. You started on this path. This is really bad. Okay. Listen, if you're handicapped in any way and you're watching this show, we're totally kidding. Please.
I love you. I love you, retarded ass. Oh my god, I drink myself retarded. It's okay,
dude. No, there's a couple posts I saw on the underground in the last couple months where there's guys who try to go after somewhat retarded girls.
Oh, come on.
Because they think it's funny.
No, it's terrible. No, that's, I'll draw the line there. I don't have main lines, but I'll draw one right there.
Whoa.
You gotta decide which side of the line you're gonna be. Yeah. So I agree. I don't think this fight changes. I think it's the same fucking fight. Kane is hungry. Kane will destroy. He's a destroyer of worlds. This seems like a waste of flesh fight to me.
Could be.
Like, we already saw it. Nothing else is gonna change. Fucking Velasquez, was it gonna be a first rounder this time? Was
yeah,
it
first? I think late round? First you know, again.
Fucking
yeah.
First round, Kane and
a mauling of epic proportions.
Yes, again, this is fucking. I'm gonna smash you. Don't count on it. Oh, the Magic 8 Ball is gonna take Bigfoot. Fuck off, asshole. Alright, I'm so hungry, we gotta start moving.
We're gonna plow through.
I can take care of that.
Put some meat in the mouth.
It's all good. Like that arm wrestling chick.
Yeah.
She could use a kielbasa.
I'm gonna bite that fucker up.
Like when I put the audio up is ridiculous. Okay, I'll do that.
I believe you. Right.
Okay. Abby Johnson asked, do you think it's possible for Anthony Johnson to miss weight in the super heavyweight division?
Division. It's possible. I doubt it.
Fuck yeah.
Who knows what he's going to do.
That guy can miss weight. He loves weight to eat. At least he's good at one thing.
Chicken and waffles?
Missing weight. Stop your racist ways.
I'm just saying. Christ. Fucking chicken and waffles is delicious. Are you kidding me? Have you had this? Oh, you can't. Well,
no. You not so it. Much. I should try it.
Shit.
I had to deep fry my own shit. All right, Brandon Weinstein. Have you guys ever made out with each other?
Not that I recall.
I was going to say, does it count if the lights are off or on?
Only every time before we do the show.
Yeah, that's what we do. We fucking get down.
We spoon and we make out.
That's why we're so greasy.
Exactly.
Rodrigo Machado, can you guys please talk about all five fights on the main event?
Done.
Already did. Chain, Mr. Bio, why does not Vitor say he wants to fight with Anderson? Let me translate, because that's Brazilian.
Is he Brazilian?
Why does he not want to fight Anderson Silva?
I think he does. I think he does, but I think he has unfinished business prior.
He does.
Yeah.
And Anderson, or Vitor, always says, he doesn't pick fights, he only accepts them. Hence, TRT. Here's a good one. Alright. Greg LaFountain.
Oh, no.
He says, so I'm going to my first UFC live event this weekend in Vegas for UFC 160 and my bachelor party. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Any advice for the event and marriage?
Advice for the event? Have a good time.
Don't get too fucked up.
Stay sober enough. Do your heavy drinking later.
Yeah. Don't get wasted at the event. Get wasted after. Because one, it'll be really expensive. Two, you can get drunk for free later. Sit down at the video poker bar and get your first drink and slap a 20 down.
Here's some advice.
Go.
Poker bar.
No.
This is a bachelor party, sir. Spearmint Rhino, exciting, expensive. You can go to
get
fucking Sapphire, okay? Whatever you do, don't pay their $400 tab on the table. Listen, you can tip the guy at the door $20 and walk you right up. You guys can sit down and have a good time. Sapphire, way to go. Okay? Either way, Vegas, strip clubs, very expensive. Be prepared, but have a good time.
$400 you're going to need for a strip club. I'm just telling you how to get drunk. Free strip club.
Oh.
That's why you go to the video poker bar, you get a drink, you slap down a $20 tip, and the drinks will flow.
I see what you're
fast.
Saying now, sir. I see what you're saying.
Because if you go to a strip club and get drunk, you're going to get fucking hosed.
Biggest time it's the
UFC. I remember paying $15 a drink, and that was 10 years ago.
Fucking day. Dude, that was a poor move on your part. That is a long day.
You probably shouldn't bachelor
party. 6 hours of UFC, and then you're going to have to bachelor party? It sounds to me like you're going to need a nap at some point.
Sounds like you might die. Don't die. That's probably good
advice.
Stay
sober at, you know, don't let the guys pressure you into drinking. Did he say advice for marriage?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Go ahead. You go first.
Enjoy the first 2 years of your married life and enjoy all the time you have. Like, when you're fucking like a champ, you're sleeping naked. That's the best. And until you have kids, because once you have kids, shit changes. Yes. Shit changes. You are not the most important person in your woman's life anymore. They want her out the fucking window.
Right. My advice, I agree with what you said. It's definitely good advice. Hopefully you did the right thing already, picked the right woman.
And or man.
And or man.
Hey, whatever.
Whichever way you flow. But my biggest advice for you in marriage is don't ever stop communicating, because when
it's
you do,
fun.
Communicate.
What do you mean? You ever go a month without talking?
I have.
It sucks, but it's fun.
I think it's
not. Sucks.
Communicate always, but let me tell you this. Women don't want a beta male. You gotta be like a balance of alpha and beta, and sometimes you just gotta be a dick. And yes, you live with the woman, but remember what got you her in the first place. It ain't because you're fucking running around with your tail between your legs. You gotta try to remember to be a dick every once in a while, because I think they want that, whether they admit it or not, and that's what keeps it interesting.
Words to live by.
Not that I know what I'm talking about. But I'm just like, what are you talking about?
I'm just laughing. I'm going to just take that segment, record it,
put it up,
give it to your wife. Yeah. Like, here's what your man said. I'd never do that.
Seriously, though, if you find the right chick, it's probably the best thing you'll ever do. But it's just, the hard part is finding the right chick. Because there's so many crazy women out there. It's seriously, I mean, I feel lucky so that I found someone that's somewhat stable. Because I think both of us, I think it's definitely, I know some of my buddies who have like fucking crazy wives, and I'm like, dude, why do you put up with that? That is craziness. But, what does Rogan say? Crazy is like next to what? What is that comedy always says? Like, he always says that thing about, like, the crazier the woman is, the crazier they are in the sack or whatever.
They fuck like champs, that's why.
So,
but that's the trade-off.
Yeah.
You gotta find...
Depends what's important.
You gotta find a nice...
But you're right, man. Kids changes everything, so, fortunately.
Yeah, they fuck like a champ now.
They leave eventually, hopefully.
Yeah, and then you get the second coming where you're gonna need fucking Viagra, Cialis, TRT,
cocaine,
fuck
pot.
Yeah.
You're gonna need
it all.
It's gonna be a drug management session.
You're gonna be like fucking Sylvester Stallone, just fucking like a champ.
Veins.
Yeah, cock veins everywhere. That's what I want. All right, Mike Smith asks, also better, pre-dinner meal, mozzarella sticks or nachos? Can people ask questions without me having to translate? What's a better pre-meal, mozzarella sticks or nachos, Ingo?
Well, I'm not a big fan of mozzarella sticks. I'm not a huge
blasphemy!
I'm not a huge cheese guy, but nachos, you have such a
wide
variety of what can happen
with
nachos.
He's a nacho freak. He wants that midget with the fucking nachos.
Yeah, there's such a wide... You could have barbecue nachos, you could have Mexican nachos, you have nachos with guacamole, chicken, beef, steak, pork, you can fucking refried beans, you can go crazy with nachos. Nachos, 100%, every day. Sour cream, guacamole, it's all...
Crazy talk. Mozzarella sticks, or go fuck your mother.
Fair enough.
I don't get to eat them that often. I eat them like once a year.
Yeah.
It's gluten-free mozzarella sticks. Good luck finding them. Andrew asks, where does Vitor get more power from? TRT or Jesus?
Probably Jesus.
I was going to say Jesus. Yeah. Or Power Mullet. Mohawk
Probably
mullet.
His wife.
She is hot as fuck.
Yeah, she might be Jesus.
She could be. Maybe Jesus is her pussy.
Could be.
Comes right out of there.
Lots of power in Jesus.
Right. Tonio Sarango Diego. How can Anthony Showtime Pettis beat Jose Aldo?
We'll talk about that in a future show.
Okay, great. Well, Jose broke his shit, and he's probably never going to fight again. Ryan Smith is going to close this motherfucker out. Which of these guys do you think possesses the biggest threat to their division's champion? A Jacare at middleweight for Anderson Silva? Verdum at heavyweight for Cain Velasquez, or Henan Barao for Dominic Cruz?
Well, Barao just got injured.
No, both those guys are fucking never going to fight again.
Injured. I would say probably Jacare.
Dangerous.
Dangerous and scary.
He is, but I'm going to go with Verdum at heavyweight for Cain.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's a more dangerous matchup, because I think Anderson's going to lose to Weidman, so you're not going to see that fight. between Jacare and Anderson, so it's not good.
He hasn't lost in a while.
It's because he's on the TRT. But roughly. That's one of those we don't speak about. And John Jones. Oh, what? Blasphemy!
Knowledge segment of the show. Do you have any knowledge, sir?
No, I'm very hungry. I didn't eat dinner yet.
You're very hungry? Did not eat dinner?
Game of Thrones!
Looking forward to it. It's late, but I'm still going to watch it. It should be good, hopefully. It's sad because I think we only have two shows after tonight.
This is a weak season, by the way.
Yeah, it feels a lot like they're just kind of like
filler
coasting
year.
Around. Yep. Still good, but there's not a lot of action.
Now, season one was awesome. Season two was great. Is this like the, I don't know, Sopranos went on a run too, where it was like, I think it was the same thing. Like one and two were good, and then three got soft and fucking, I don't remember how many years it was on. And I watched
five seasons, which the fifth season had two. The thing is I'm a huge Sopranos fan.
Yeah.
I watched the series so many times over and over. I have all the DVDs and stuff. I recently started watching it again, maybe in last summer, and I stopped at around season four because I realized that the quality, it's a good point you bring up, the quality of the shows just kind of went into the shitter in the middle of the whole thing.
Is that where they're resting on their laurels? Like you've done something so good, or is it it's hard to keep fucking churning out
it's
content
really,
that's
it's hard
quality.
To be amazing all the time.
Yeah.
It just really is. And you see it with show after show. I watched Weeds for seven seasons or whatever, which was really great.
Mm-hmm.
On Showtime, Californication, which was really good the first couple of seasons, and now it's just kind of like, it's just difficult, man. It's really not, I don't know. It's still good, but it's just not, it's missing that magic. My favorite episode, I still think, was the one where they blew up all the ships and there was that big attack on Castle Rock. Is that what?
Something like that.
Yeah. So that was a good one last season, but we'll see. I have a feeling tonight it's going to be good. So.
Oh, so I want to see some dragons run the ship. I want to see that bitch just whoring it out. She needs to get naked more.
There hasn't been enough nudity, maybe.
I know. That's what's going on.
Not
like, the first two seasons, it was like every episode. And I will just say, mad respect to the full bush, because you don't see that very often anymore.
You're on
and
digging.
It seemed like you're old school. And some of them have, like, this little racing strip. Like, you know what? This is old school times. You need to
plane on that fucker?
Yeah. No, this is old school times. You need to be full bush, bitch. And a lot of those hookers and that.
I'm digging the chick that's going to marry the prince now. What the hell's her name? I forgot.
Oh, yeah. That one.
She's kind of saucy. I like her. Seems saucy. a little bit crazy.
Sometimes you got to get a little saucy.
Yeah. So. Sure. That has been this week's edition of Memory Nuts. My name's Igor Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Should I go? Thanks for playing right away.
Sure.
All right. Thanks for playing.